So I suggest we may leave the text as it is and leave it to the working party to actually.
Maybe some square brackets and
Yeah,
then
I think
ask the
so.
working party to continue the discussion.
I think so. So we can all have a bit of a thought about that one and come back when we do it as a working party, and maybe we can see a bit clearer. How are we going for time? Yep, that's fine. All right, so we'll continue on with the rest of the annex. So we've got to item three, I think it is. So external defects, just we'll scroll up. Tubers with the following external defects accountable: pressure bruises, spots of more than 10% of the tuber surface, and discoloration of more than 10 millimeters in depth. Mechanical damage, no more than 10% of the total tuber weight when removed by a straight cut, is affected, or damage which is not healed. All categories 3% by weight. Any proposed changes there? No. Okay, so we'll move on to item four. Scab caused by Streptomyces, common and netted. Tubers affected over a specific area, over a specified percent of their surface. So percent, we can actually fix, that should be one word. Any other changes to that? Pretty basic, 0% surface.
What are you saying?
Oh, the percent is just one word.
Not
Not,
in UN.
oh, not in UN.
Language.
Oh, really? There you go. I've learned something today. Okay, it stays. So the pretty basic TC, 0% surface cover, all other categories greater than a 33.3% surface cover. No changes. Five, powdery scab, tubers affected over a specified percent of their surface. See Annex 8. Annex 8, from memory, is a standard area diagram, I think, showing the Yeah, but
Because I think
it was just a diagram of.
Yeah, but maybe I can bring it up again.
Yeah, I think from memory it was a standard area diagram of showing the surface area coverage. I think it was Churchill or someone's reference to one of their diagrams. We can check that diagram anyhow. Oh, yeah. That's right. So it's. It was giving indication of surface area. So it was, yeah, some pictures just showing surface area coverage. So giving an indication of what a third of the tuber surface looks like. So it's a guide for that. So item six, rhizoctonia tubers affected with a specified percent of their surface area. Again, it's referring to the annex, so it's emphasizing New Zealand.